I am Lucinda Williams, and I'm the Vice Chairman of the Beef Board. And all right, so we'll just start right in. I would like to welcome all of you again, as I said. We really very much appreciate all of you who have come here, are spending your valuable time here at Summer Conference. As Vice Chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and as a dairy producer myself, I know how vital it is to both of our industries that we unite our efforts and work together as true partners. So today we want this session to be an open discussion, and we encourage you to participate actively throughout the afternoon. Now, if you have questions, there's a lovely question card also in your packets. Please feel free to fill those out at any time during the presentations. You just hold them up, someone will come around, pick it up, and we will have question and answer session at the end of each segment. So I think sometimes we forget how much, at least, you know, I'm from Massachusetts, from New England, and in my part of the country, many of us as dairy producers forget that we are also beef producers. I know through my association with the Cattlemen's Beef Board that there are many beef producers who forget dairy producers are also beef producers. So with that in mind, we have so much in common. We're daily working with our animals, we're contributing to the overall beef supply, and we're providing the world with nutrient-rich beef and dairy products. One story that I just don't hear enough, and is my mantra, so I'll say it again, is that, you know, dairy producers and beef producers go hand in hand. We are not independent of each other. We need to focus on ways that we can strengthen both of our industries. We need to keep agriculture front and center in the minds of producers and consumers alike, and we need to work toward increasing producer profitability. And isn't that, at the end of the day, our ultimate goal? So let's work together to eliminate these misconceptions. Since my off-farm job is in a library, I can say that we don't judge a book by its cover, and we should not judge a cow by its color. So, let's see, we've had the first joint beef and dairy symposium was right here in this building last July, and we focused our efforts on ways to promote nutrient-rich foods. The first half of our program today, as I said earlier, will provide us an update on those joint efforts. I have said to several people in conversations that this is a wonderful opportunity for us to be here together, talk to each other, make new friendships, be reunited with old acquaintances. But what I don't want to have happen at the end of the day is to say, oh, this was great, isn't this wonderful, terrific, isn't this great, and then not have anything follow up. So we will have the update then on what we've done with these joint efforts. It's no secret to any of us that consumers have changed. They're extremely uneasy and nervous these days. Economic factors play a role in that, as well as other issues, such as obesity, cancer, and heart disease. They're weighing heavily on their minds. Also, the use of hormones, antibiotics, and whether the green trend may be for them. So because of these types of common issues, our industries have come together to explore the nutrient-rich foods, the benefits, and what the next steps are in terms of outreach and education. The second half of our program today will feature presentations and discussions on the challenges and opportunities we have for communicating responsible beef and dairy animal care practices to the public. This is huge. With the recent news headlines from the Humane Society of the United States, it is important to both of our industries that we become more consumer-friendly in regards to our on-farm production practices and in our processing procedures. We need to be particularly vigilant in our animal handling techniques, our transportation requirements, and our marketing decisions so that we can continue to improve the quality of our products and our images to increase the overall consumer satisfaction. Now, Beef Checkoff-funded consumer research finds that consumers are still confident in our products and remain extremely high even after the Hallmark recall, and we are very proud of that. But it's no accident. It remains that way, in part because you and I have invested our Checkoff dollars in programs such as safety and nutrition. But we can't let our guard down now. New information comes out constantly, it seems, from many of the activists who are working toward the demise of agriculture. And as you know, they don't always let truth or accuracy get in their way of telling the story they want to tell. So what we'll discuss this afternoon is that now is the time for beef and dairy producers to explore ways in which our two industries can work more closely together in the future. So once again, I am honored to serve you in this capacity, and I thank you for being here today, many of you here today, and for spending your valuable time with us.